Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned about the plight of civilians fleeing the war in Lebanon and crossing into Syria. We are concerned by ongoing reports of the Assad regime's abuses, including against Syrians displaced from Lebanon, of Syrians who have faced arbitrary detentions, disappearances, forcible conscription, and death while in regime custody, reportedly due to torture, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN.
These human rights violations and abuses demonstrate that the regime, which has a long history of oppression, has not changed its ways and is seeking to rehabilitate its image by exploiting humanitarian disasters and regional crises.
Syrians fleeing violence in Lebanon are being compelled to return to Syria, even as Syria remains unfit for safe or dignified returns, and in the absence of any meaningful reforms to address the root causes of displacement, Syria is no safer for return than it was before, according to Human Rights Watch. The best way to enable the voluntary return of refugees is for the Assad regime to create the conditions needed for return, which will require bold political leadership and inclusive political processes, said Ambassador Wood. In the meantime, we continue to support UNHCR's efforts to improve the protection environment in Syria for the over 500,000 people it estimates have crossed from Lebanon since late September.
As we continue important work to help the most vulnerable refugees, internally displaced persons, and host communities, we once again urge other donors to help fill the significant funding gaps.
It is worth repeating that the U.S. sanctions program against the Assad regime contains numerous exemptions and licenses specifically to facilitate humanitarian aid, and that we are committed to working with humanitarian partners to mitigate unintended impacts on their programs, said Ambassador Wood.
The regime and certain council members falsely claim on a repeated basis that U.S. sanctions are the primary cause of Syrians' economic suffering, when in fact, it is the Assad regime's war against its own people, destruction of Syria, and long-term and pervasive corruption that only benefits the elites.
It is time for Assad to focus on the needs of his own people, said Ambassador Wood, rather than his sponsors in Tehran, who wish to use Syria as a launching pad.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.